It's Thursday, Resurrection Week, and we've got your little Devo for you today. We're continuing in 1 Corinthians 15, jumping a few verses to verse 50.
Mm-hmm. I tell you this, brothers, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For this imperishable body must put on the imperishable, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When the perishable puts on the imperishable, and the mortal puts on immortality, then shall come to pass the saying that is written, "Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?" The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain.
So good. We're also going to read out of Revelation 21, 1 through 8.
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and will be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, they will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death."
Whoa.
That's the word of the Lord.
Praise be to God.
Yeah, I know. Whitney wanted to include verse 8 in there.
Yeah.
Just to remind us, I think, of, you know, some of the uncomfortable parts of scripture.
I know. I would have stopped it at 7. But like, because I was just like, oh, yeah, come on. Like, this is so good. No more death. Wipe every tear from his eyes. New creation. I'm making all things new. And I'm like, whoa. The reality.
Yeah.
Of the lake of fire too. I'm like, okay.
Yep.
It's good. I mean, I think you have to hold those two things in tension.
Yep.
But let's, where do you feel like you want to go with this?
Yeah. I mean, it's important, I think, to bring reference or to bring attention to that, because I'm sure whoever was just listening has that at the forefront of their mind. Mm-hmm. The image that I like to use though, like, you can't make the lake of sulfur a comfortable thing, I don't think.
Yeah.
And that's just going to be the way that it is. But my bottom line, whenever I come to uncomfortable stuff like that, is I trust the character of God.
Yeah.
So ultimately, when I'm freaked out or confused or terrified or frustrated, why does that have to be the way that it is, God? I trust that he will ultimately do the most good thing.
Yeah.
And if I don't have trust in that, I think that I would be a better judge.
Oh, wow.
then you, I think we need to have a little bit more fear of God.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That's really good. That's so, a really good way to view it.
Just want to plug that. You might not be able to like clean that up, but also I think it's important to say that the final judgment is necessary. It's like cutting out a tumor of a body. When the tumor is taking over the body, that tumor has to be removed.
Yeah. If our hope is this like future glory and restoration and the resurrection of our bodies, you know,
right,
and to be with the Lord, all of that requires judgment and sanctification and purification.
Like the biblical metaphor of refining fire.
Yeah.
All the chaff has to be burned away. That which is shakable must be shaken away so that only the unshakable remains, as it says in Hebrews 12.
Come on.
That was what we decided earlier, right? That's Hebrews 12.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hebrews 12.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. I think that, that satisfies that part of the conversation.
Yes.
At least.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does it?
I think now? So. For sure.
Oh, and I just, there's a lot of end times eschatology stuff that we could get into here. And I just want to point out that this is our future hope. So praise God. And whatever like mysterious way this will come to pass, and whenever this will come to pass, we can trust that it is the good news, that what Jesus accomplished on Resurrection Sunday, he will accomplish for all of those who are hidden in him on this day that is prophesied of, when all is made right.
Mm-hmm.
And when, I love this language, when the perishable puts on the imperishable.
Yeah.
And when the mortal puts on immortality. And man, tell that to somebody who's having, I don't know, like 75-year-old back pain.
Yeah, totally.
Or like someone who has some kind of terminal diagnosis. Not to make light of how hard life is and how the body just decays.
Yeah.
This is our future hope.
Hmm.
That the perishable will put on the imperishable. And every now and again, I mean, I'm very young and very healthy. So I don't really know how to have this conversation in a way that respects our elders, in the way that they deserve. But, you know, I've twisted my ankle a bunch as a runner.
Yeah.
And I've been told that my right ankle will never be as well as it was when I was young.
Yeah.
And I think, huh, okay, this is as good as it's going to get in this body.
Mm-hmm.
But when I put on the imperishable, how strong will that ankle be? And that's just a teeny little example.
Totally.
You know,
no,
apply that
so
to
good.
The whole of ourselves.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think it's interesting he frames this whole section with, "Behold, I tell you a mystery."
Wow.
And like, so he's naming this whole kind of process, even I would say what is exactly going to happen as it at in the end times, but, and describe some things that we feel like we do have certainty on, of new life and victory over death and a just God.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like that. It's like, he's like, allow mystery in this process.
That's good.
You know,
let's talk about what we can. And hold the mystery and tension.
Yeah.
Hmm. Hallelujah.
Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. I just love that verse. I just want to read it again.
I'm glad you did. That's a perfect place to end. Because that is the ultimate conclusion of the whole book of 1 Corinthians.
Hmm.
Right? There's not another chapter, is there? Oh, there is.
Oh,
that's hilarious.
It's the culmination of that chapter.
Yeah. I'm like, no, I should have known that. That's hilarious.
No, it's, I mean, it's still so beautiful. And I think this has also been the recent heart of this podcast too,
mm-hmm.
of like, be steadfast in knowing what we know, and then also allowing that to shape us, and then allowing us to like give unto its own work and its completion
right.
through our co-labor with the Lord.
And that gives me hope that when the final day comes, it's not like God is going to scrap creation as we've known it in such a way that all of our work has been rendered useless.
Like, yeah.
We're just spinning our wheels down here, wasting time. And someday God's going to like do all the good, important stuff and we'll just be carried along into it. That's not what Paul is saying.
Christ has started the eternal kingdom.
Amen.
Already. And we partnering in him are building parts in part that kingdom that will last forever.
Amen.
When we are like working with him.
Amen.
That's cool.
That's very cool.
I'm like, that just gives so much purpose to what we're doing.
Yeah.
I find so much purpose in that. And I hope you do too, listener.
Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That's scripture right there. Anytime I've ever done something and I'm like, wow, I did my best for the Lord and it felt totally fruitless. This is the verse that comes to my mind by the grace of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And so I pray that it would be that way for you too, listener, that you'd think, oh, wow, yeah. All of my labor for the sake of your gospel, Lord, for the sake of your kingdom, none of it's wasted.
Yeah.
Not a single moment of it's wasted.
So good.
Even if you have no idea how God used it, even if it felt like it was wasted. Wow, that's ministering to me right now. Mm. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on. Yeah. Yeah, there's a steadfast knowledge, you mm-hmm. know, like even when I feel this way, that's not the truth. That's not the reality.
Right.
That's good.
It's good.
Thank you, Lord, for these times and your scripture.
Yeah, it's good.
So good.
Yeah. So may you abound in hope today, friend. Yeah. Knowing that your labor is not in vain, that anything that looks hopeless in this realm will be conquered by that which is hopeful.
Whoa. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Tune in tomorrow, where we get to enjoy some time with Whitney Miller. We're looking forward to it, and we'll talk to you then.
Bye.